Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
It's so good to meet with everyone once again this Sunday.
与弟兄姊妹聚在一起，实在是何等的蒙福。
While I was seeking before the Lord about a topic this week,
当我这一周在主面前寻求这周我要分享的题目的时候，
my first thoughts were that there's simply too many things to talk about.
第一个想法就是实在是有太多东西可以讲了。
We thank the Lord that He is truly abundant.
我们感谢主，他实在是有很丰富的主。
Even as we focus on our meetings and our sharings, we see that the magnitude or the scope of himself and what there is to talk about can't really be captured.
当我们来思想我们每天的聚集的时候，我们知道说主是何等的伟大，我们实在有很多很多东西我们可以来分享。
My other thought was that we've all been gathering here for many years.
然后我另外一个想法就是我们在这里已经聚了很多年。
We've heard a lot of Sunday messages.
我们听了很多主日的信息
from a lot of different brothers,
从很多的弟兄们的帮助
who are much better at speaking and sharing than I am.
他们都分享的比我好
and brothers and sisters are very familiar with the Lord.
我们的弟兄姊妹们都与主很熟悉
they already know everything that there is possibly to share about as well.
我所能够分享的弟兄姊妹已经都知道了
So I was really wrestling and struggling in preparation.
所以在预备的时候实在是很挣扎
But actually, in the midst of this struggle,
但在这个挣扎里面,
I was continuing to come to our prayer meetings, our Friday night Bible studies here on Sundays.
我参加祷告聚会，我参加礼拜五的查经聚会。
And it was through that time spent with brothers and sisters,
在这个弟兄姊妹们交通里面,
that I was reminded of the preciousness of the fellowship that we have with one another.
我被提醒说我们与弟兄姊妹的交通是何等的宝贵
and meeting with the Lord
我们与主相聚是何等的美好的一件事情
and in fact that we've been placed into this household through God's work
我们是借着神的工作把我们放在这个神的家里面
with that in mind let's take a look into some verses
所以我们就来读一些经文
the first passage that we'll look at is out of Ephesians chapter 4
我们现在看以弗所书第四章
verses 2 through 6
我们看第二节到第六节。
Sorry, I left it out. I'll read it first in English, and then my brother will read it in Chinese.
我先读英文的，我弟兄会读中文的。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord.One faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all.
以弗所书第四章第二节，凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父。超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
We'll skip further ahead into the passage at verse 12 and 13.
我们跳到十二十三节。
Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
十二节，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And then lastly in this chapter, verse 16,
最后这一章的十六节。
From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part,causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
十六节，全身都靠它联络得合适，百节各按各职，按着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Next, we'll take a look at John chapter 15.
我们下面看约翰福音十五章。
Verses 14 and 15.
十四十五节。
We'll read it in the same way.
我们读一下。
You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you.
约翰福音十五章十四节，你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Next we'll take a look at Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25.
下面是希伯来书十章二十四到二十五节。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书十章二十四节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And then lastly for Scripture reading, we'll look at Philippians chapter 2.
我们最后读腓立比书第二章
verses 1 through 4.
一到四节。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent in one purpose, do nothing from selfish or empty.Conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
腓立比书第二章第一节，所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So I think even with just our scriptural reading,
我们就把圣经就读到这。
I think with our scriptural reading, we can see that the Lord has a lot to say about unity.
我们从刚读过的经文里面，我们看见说关于合一这件事情，主有很多的话要说。
I actually had a lot of other passages, but I think for the sake of time, we could be reading for the whole 30 minutes that I have if we were to do that.
其实还有很多的经文，因为时间的关系，我们没有时间读。如果要全读的话，可能要读半个小时。
And I think if we've been paying attention to the news or you know just noticing our circumstances around us,
如果我们平常观察我们的周围，或者我们看看新闻
，we can see instead that in this world there's actually a lot of division.
我们看见在这个世界上面有很多的纷争。
You know, in the past 200 or so years, there's been a lot of different scientific advancements.
在过去的200年里面，在科学上有很大的进步。
Or technology that's supposed to bring us closer together.
或者借着技术的进步，我们应该本来应该越来越合一的。
And maybe in some ways we are maybe physically closer.
也许在物理上面，在某些方面，我们可能确实是更合一了。
But we see actually that people are growing more and more isolated and more divided.
但实际上的话呢，人们的人际关系是越来越分裂，越来越孤立。
And so, what does the Bible tell us about unity and how to experience oneness?
那关于圣经，关于圣经里面怎么说？关于合一和圣经里面怎么说的？
If we talk about unity, I think a key aspect, is the fact that it's based in relationships.
如果看合一的话呢，我们知道很重要的一点是关于讲到关系上的合一。
We know that relationships are a very important aspect to our lives.
在我们每个人的生活里面的话呢，人际关系是非常重要的一方面。
Whether that's in our friends, our family, our coworkers, our classmates.
不管是跟朋友的关系，跟家庭里面成员的关系，或者跟同事的关系，或者跟同学的关系。
And likewise, we see that relationships are emphasized in the Bible.
我们也看见说，在圣经里面，人际关系也是一个很重要的一个点。
If we think about how we characterize a relationship in this world.
我们来想象一下，我们怎么样把世界上的关系分成几类。
We can see that our relationships in the world are often temporal.
我们看见说这个世界上的关系很多都是暂时的。
And maybe they're based on more superficial things that are easily changed.
他们是基于那些表面的容易被改变的方面。
And you can say that the relationships are relative.
我们看见说这些关系是相对的。
They're based on similarities or differences.
他们基于你有一些共同的特点，然后有一些关系。
And we see that they often lead to maybe pride or regard for oneself.
然后这些关系的话会给我们带来骄傲，会带来我们自己的满足。
And I think this is a reflection of how the enemy works instead.
这个实际上是反映了这个仇敌的工作。
Often he works to divide and to separate and isolate.
仇敌的工作就是来要来分裂我们，要来使我们在我们中间引起纷争。
If we instead look at the relationships that are important to God,
当我们来看看在神的眼中那些看为重要的是关人际关系的时候，
we see that they're based on, they're on a basis of life.
他们是基于生命的。
In fact, it's his own life.
是基于他自己的生命。
It's something that's eternal.
而且是永远的生命。
And there's so much more depth. It's not shallow.
是非常非常深的关系，不是很肤浅的关系。
We can really see this in the relationship between the Son and the Father.
我们能够从父和子的关系里面看见这一特点。
It's, you know, Jesus is the same as God.
主耶稣就是神。
And yet, it's so important to see that.There's this relationship of being the Son and the Father in their relationship.
我们在这个神格里面，我们看见父和子之间有一个父子的关系。
I think our brother Nelson last week kind of shared about this in maturing and growing unto stature.
我们感谢我们廖神弟兄上个主日跟我们来讲到就关于属灵的成长的方面。
There's an aspect of being identified with God.
我们其中提到一点说，我们需要认同神。
And so if we look at some biblical examples, I think we can see this as well.
我们从圣经里面也能看见一些例子，能看关于这一点。
If we look in Genesis, there's Enoch.
我们看见创世纪里面有以诺。
There's actually not that much recorded about Enoch, but we saw that he walked with God.
虽然没有很多的记载关于以诺的一生，但是我们看见有一点，他与神同行。
It didn't say like he did a lot of things for God. He was, yeah.There was nothing special recorded other than that he walked.
圣经里面没有讲到很多他为神做什么事情，但是呢，他提到一点，就是他与神同行。
And so it showed that he identified with the Lord.
这里看见说他与神是认同的。
There's also Abraham.
我们看亚伯拉罕。
Who we know as the father of faith.
他是我们信心之父。
And it wasn't about all the things that Abraham did.
他所做的事情并不重要。
But it was about the fact that he had faith and trust in God.
重要的是他在神面前有信心。
Though we do see that that's borne out in the things that he did.
我们知道这是一个很重要的事情。
It's reflected in his actions.
我们知道在他的信心在他的行动里面是有表现出来的。
His son Isaac.
他的儿子以撒。
Again, there's many things recorded about his life in the Bible.
在圣经里面讲到他的生平，讲了很多的事情。
But I think we can see that the key aspect is that he's a child of promise.
但是很重要的一点是，他是应许之子。
Which is a promise given by God.
他是神赐给亚伯拉罕的应许。
One of his sons, Jacob.
他有个儿子叫雅各。
He was built up. His name was changed to Israel.
他的名字从雅各被改成神的王子。
To be the house of God.
是在神的家中。
And again, it shows this family relationship.
这里讲到是一个家庭里面的人际关系。
That the Lord is looking for us.
就是神在我们中间要找的这样的一个亲密的关系。
And if we look later in the Old Testament, we'll also find David.
我们后面也看到大卫王。
Again, there's a lot of, I think if we read the stories of David, we can see a lot of different things.
我们读大卫的故事，我们能够学到很多的东西。
But the thing that really stands out and that the Bible really uses to characterize him is that he's a man after God's own heart.
圣经里面提到关于大卫有一个很重要一个评价，就是他是合神心意的人。
It was about his attitude and, again, his identification with what God wanted.
这里讲到他的态度，讲到他里面有个寻求神的心，他与神认同。
So how do we...become identified with God.
那我们怎样能够与神认同呢?
You know, earlier in the breaking of bread meeting,
在开始的擘饼聚会里面,
we're reminded that it's through the work of Christ, first of all.
我们被提醒说我们这是借着基督的工作。
And Christ, when he was walking on earth, also told us one thing.
但耶稣基督在地上行走的时候他告诉我们一件事情。
That there would be another one sent, the Holy Spirit, to be our comforter.
他告诉我们说有一天圣灵要降下来做我们的保惠师。
And he will be the one who leads us and teaches us.
他圣灵要带领我们来进到一切的真理里面去带领我们认识耶稣。
I think most of us are pretty familiar with the story of the Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉关于五旬节的故事。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon the believers that were gathered in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的时候，五旬节的时候，那个圣灵降在门徒们身上。
And so what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵降下来的目的是什么呢？
The Holy Spirit is given as a seal.
圣灵赐给我们作为印记。
It's a promise or a symbol of this identification with the Lord.
这个印记就代表说神在我们身上有一个应许。
And he in fact is the one that leads us and teaches us the Lord's ways.
他也是带领我们进入真理的那一位。
We can come to church, we can come to Bible studies and hear a lot of different things.
我们来到教会中间，我们来到查经班，我们听见很多的教导。
And maybe we think about them with our minds and we reflect on them.
也许我们用我们的心思来领会，来思想他们。
But the one that makes them real and makes us actually want to do it in each of us is the Holy Spirit.
但只有圣灵的工作能够使这些话成为真实的生命的内在。
Another thing that the Holy Spirit does is he gives us gifts.
另外，圣灵的工作就是他赐给我们恩赐。
Not presents.
不是礼物。
But they're gifts that we are supposed to use for the sake of others.
是赐给我们恩赐，让我们能够使用这个恩赐的能力，能够帮助别人。
So that we can build each other up.
我们能够互相建造。
He's the one who is perfectly building.
他是那个完美的殿。
The act of building, not the.
他实际上是那位来建造这个殿的那位工程师。
And he actually invites us to be a part of his work in building.
他邀请我们与他同工来，共同来造神的家。
And so when he gives us these gifts,
他赐给我们这个恩赐。
It's so that he can teach us how to use them.
他并且教导我们怎么使用这些恩赐。
In the New Testament, it talks about there's ones who are given to teaching, some that are given to prophesying, some with the gifts of tongues.
新约里面提到说有一些是教导的恩赐，有一些是预言的恩赐，有一些是说方言的恩赐。
And when we look at ourselves, maybe we think we're pretty capable. Maybe we have some of these gifts.
当我们看自己的时候，我们觉得说，有时候我们觉得说，我们好像也有一些能力，我们也有一些恩赐。
But the Bible also reminds us that these gifts aren't just for ourselves.
但是圣经提醒我们说，这些恩赐不是为我们自己的益处。
The whole purpose is that we're supposed to use them for the sake of others.
那个圣灵赐给我们恩赐是为了建造别人。
And actually, if we look at that passage as well, we can see that it says, to some this is given, to some this is given.
圣经里面经文提到说，圣灵按自己的意思把这个恩赐赐给这个人，把那个恩赐赐给另外的人。
And maybe we have one, maybe two gifts.
也许我们每个人有一个或者两个的恩赐。
But I don't think there's anyone that can say I have every single gift that can possibly be given by the Holy Spirit.
但是我相信说，我们中间没有一个人说我有所有的恩赐，我自己就一个人就够了。
And so again, it reminds us that the Lord is so abundant.
我们再被提醒说，我们的神是何等的丰富。
There's too much that any one person can do on their own.
他实在是太丰富了，我们一个人是承受不了这个丰富的。
And yet, it's reflected in the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也能够从圣灵的工作里面看见这一点。
As we read earlier, we also reminded that we ought to have unity through love.
我们前面读到的经文里面提到说，我们需要在爱里面来保守合一的心。
The world looks at love, and it's a very treasured thing.
但世界看见爱的时候，他们也认为说爱是一个很宝贝的事情。
But I think each of us can also see, even if we place love as a very high goal.
那有些时候的话，我们只是说爱是一个很高的目标。
We can see that no matter how hard we try, we will fail in our love.
我们凭着自己的能力，不管我们多么努力，我们这个爱的目标都会失败的。
Whether that's within our families, with a husband and a wife, with a child and their parents.
是在家庭关系里面，哪怕是夫妻之间的关系，父母跟子女之间的关系。
You may have a lot of earthly love.
你也许有很多地上的天然人的爱。
And it's really wonderful and a blessing.
虽然也很美好，这也是祝福。
But I think in every one of our relationships, we'll find there's a point where it feels like we don't quite love the person that we're supposed to love.
但是在每一个关系里面的话，我们都有会到一个点，就是我们好像没有足够的爱，能够爱我们该爱的人。
Whether that's because you had an argument or something else.
不管是因为说我们因着有争吵，有不同意见，所以我们就爱不了了。
And so we realize that it's not our own love that we need to use.
我们意识到说，这不是靠着我们自己天然的爱来彼此相爱。
It has to be through the love that's given to us from God.
我们需要靠着神赐给我们的爱来爱别人。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的工作，我们才能彼此相爱。
And if we think about the Holy Spirit,
当我们想到圣灵的工作的时候，
he's one entity, he's one thing.
他是一个位格。
And yet, he's the source for all of our lives.
他是我们爱的源头。
He's the one that gives us strength to press on.
他是那一位赐给我们力量能够往前奔跑的那一位。
A couple of weeks ago, I think Abe, also shared about this, that he is our assurance.
几个礼拜前，组织弟兄们有提到说，他是我们的一个确据。
He gives us a hope.
他给我们盼望。
So when we look at the work of the Holy Spirit, and as we sang earlier in Christian Hearts and Love United, we see that there is fellowship in the church.
当我们在基督的生活里面，我们看见说，在我们中间有交通。
We need to exercise the work of the Holy Spirit within the church.
我们需要来操练圣灵的工作在我们身上。
So if we again look at the Bible, we can see examples of this.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们读到很多的例子。
In the New Testament, there's a lot of letters who are written by Paul.
在新约里面有很多保罗写的书信都提到这一点。
And I think in a lot of them, he gives a lot of teachings.
保罗有很多的教导。
But what really stands out to me often is he ends his letters often with encouragements or greetings. Well, he starts his letters with greetings, but he considers everyone that he writes to his brethren.
在这个保罗的书信里面，我们知道说他一开始就是一个问候，在后面的话呢，他也有很多的问候。他认为每一个写收信的人都是他的弟兄姊妹。
And even towards the end of his life, while he was in Rome getting ready to be martyred,
在他生命的末后，他那时候已经在罗马的监狱里面已经要准备殉道了。
His thoughts were still towards other believers, Christians, that are gathered in different churches.
他里面所挂念的还是在其他的聚会里面那些聚集的弟兄姊妹们。
To Timothy.And you know, he wasn't thinking about what was going to happen to himself.
保罗弟兄没有想到说他的自己的一生会怎么样结束。
But he was worried about how other believers, how Timothy would be, how the other churches would continue to grow.
他来担心说他走了以后，那个提摩太怎么办？其他教会怎么办？他们该怎么成长
？We see the same with John.
我们也看见约翰。
In Revelation, he begins by saying, I, a fellow brother and fellow partaker.
在启示录里面他说我亲爱的弟兄们姊妹们。
You know, he was exiled onto this island of Patmos.
他那时候是在这个拔摩海岛里面被放逐。
And he could be wallowing in the problems that he was experiencing.
他那时候实在是有一大堆的问题他需要处理。
But his thoughts were to brethren.
但是他的心思意念都向着弟兄姊妹们。
And so again, kind of like what we talked about with how we're all given different gifts.
我们刚才提到说，我们每一个人都从圣灵领受不同的恩赐。
The Lord has all made us different as well, so that we can express the breadth of His life.
我们的神是何等的丰富，所以我们需要很多人一同来承受主的丰富。
Yeah, love and care should be what covers our relationship with one another.
我们在彼此的关系里面应该是被神的这个爱和关心所来笼罩的。
Whenever we meet another believer,
不管我们什么时候需要另外一个弟兄姊妹，
we might not be familiar with them,
也许我们不熟悉他们。
But when we find out that they are a believer,
但是我们发现说他们是个基督徒的时候，
I think every one of us has had this experience where we're able to share in this life.
每一个人都有这样的经历，我们都可以跟他们有交通。
Maybe we're a little bit awkward to start.
虽然一开始的时候有一点尴尬。
But once we, again, find out that we're believers, there's this outflow and pouring out of life.
但是当我们发现说我们彼此都是信主的人的时候，我们里面就有生命的流露。
And so I think we see that at WCCC when we're traveling to other places and locations.
当我们参加西洋特会的时候，我们遇到不同地方的弟兄姊妹，我们跟他们很亲切，有交通；或者我们旅行的时候，路上遇到陌生人，哎，他们也是信主的，我们跟他们就有交通。
And it's not just within churches that are maybe gathering at WCCC or affiliated with us.
不光只是说我们遇到那些弟兄姊妹，我们平时熟悉的那些弟兄姊妹。
It's anywhere in life when we find out that there's someone who believes and trusts in the Lord.
不管你在什么地方，你遇到那些一同信靠主的人的时候，你跟他们有交通。
I think just as a personal testimony or experience.
这是我们每一个人个人的一个生命的经历。
For me, I've been teaching, or I was teaching Sunday school and Friday nights for a pretty long period of time.
我曾经来服侍礼拜五晚上的一些在主日学的那些孩子们一段时间。
And now I'm currently serving in the college and young adult group.
现在的话呢，我来服侍那些大学生和那些年轻人的 group.
And I've been teaching so long that some of the people that I started out teaching are now in this group.
我已经教了这个孩子儿童班这么多年，以至于他们都长成大人了。现在在这个大人的组里面，我也在教他们。
And when I was first teaching them, it's just you as a teacher kind of standing up there, and they're sitting in their chairs and they're receiving.
当我刚开始教他们的时候的话呢，我作为老师，我站在前面，他们坐在椅子上来听我说话。
But now today, I hear them praying. I hear them sharing what they're learning.
那现在的话呢，他们长大了，我可以听见他们祷告，听见他们交通主在他们身上的工作。
And it's such an encouragement to see that.
对我来讲，实在是一个很大的鼓励。
We see our younger generations grow up and grow to trust and love the Lord.
我们看见年轻的一代成长起来了，在主里面能够信靠主，能够被主所使用。
And that's what the Lord wants to see, right?
这是主在我们中间所愿意看见的工作。
In Ecclesiastes, Solomon writes, "A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart."
我们看见在这个传道书四章十二节里面说，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
You can have an individual string.
你每个人都有自己的力量。
But when we're tied together, there is much more strength there.
但是我们合在一起的时候，我们的力量要倍增。
And actually, what's really interesting is that it's kind of a math example.
我们来看数学上的一个例子。
It's not additive. The strength is not added together. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3.
那个一加一加一并不是等于三，并不是加法。
But we see that there's relationships between those three.
我们看见说，在这个几个东西里面，他们有一个关系。
And it actually ends up being more than three.
所以他们实际上是大于三的。
But the two and the third, again, goes back to the Holy Spirit.
我们知道说，这个第二点和第三点的话，是应该是从圣灵的能力来的。
So I think I'm running out of time, but really quickly, if we think about our meetings.
那个时间快结束了，所以我很快的讲一下，就讲到我们的聚会的时候。
They're all a reminder for us to be united.
有很多的提醒说我们需要合一。
The breaking of bread is to remind us that we're united in Christ's sacrifice.
那擘饼聚会提醒我们说我们在主里面是合一的。
Our message meetings that we hear are to remind us of God's word, which is the one word.
我们看见说在信息聚会里面我们提醒神的话是一个话。
Our prayer meetings are to remind us that we're to pray for this one church globally.
祷告聚会提醒我们说我们需要为神的那个一个教会来祷告。
Not just to pray individually.
不是为我们每一个个人的事情来祷告。
And then our Bible studies again, is to remind us that we fellowship according to one life.
查经聚会让我们提醒我们说我们在神的话里面彼此有交通。
Earlier we sang, Christian Hearts and Love United.
我们刚才唱的歌就是圣徒众心爱里相继的歌。
If people are familiar with this, it's written by Count Zinzendorf.
这首诗歌是辛辛多夫写的。
He actually wrote it in 1723.
他是1723年写的。
But they didn't give notes, music notes to it until 1735.
他一直到1735年才变成一首歌，变成有加了音乐。
And so Count Zinzendorf, he was actually born as a noble in Saxony, Germany.
辛辛多夫实际上出生的时候是一个贵族。
But he met the Lord and he had this desire to use his estate to allow Christian refugees to live there.
他信主之后就开放他的家庭开放他的庄园能够接纳那些基督的难民。
And a lot of different denominations essentially gathered there.
很多不同宗派的这个信徒就聚在他的家里面。
So he was busy with his noble activities serving in the court.
所以他实际上是很忙他参加各种的这个法庭的事务。
But he heard that there were these divisions and strife in his community.
但是他听见说在他的家里面在庄园里面有一些分裂有一些纷争的事情。
And so he came back and tried to help fix things.
所以他就回到他的家中要来解决这个问题。
And in 1727,
在1727年
he personally had been seeking before the Lord and reading the Bible.
他在主面前寻求在主面前查考他的话语。
And he actually found some kind of document or reminder of another group of brothers and sisters.
他就得到，就是他就阅读到其他的弟兄们姊妹们写的一个文章。
And so they drafted sort of a covenant with one another about
这个文件实际上是关于就是彼此之间的一个合约。
Yeah, how to covenant and to meet with one another.
就是怎样聚会，我们怎样能够合一的一个合约。
And so even though that didn't happen until 1727, we can see that Brother Zinzendorf, he already had that thought even early on.
那个在1727年之前，我们的新津多夫弟兄就已经有这样的想法。
So we continue to learn, and we draw closer to the Lord.
他在主面前继续寻求，不断的被主引导。
Yeah, over the years, and he makes it more real to us.
那慢慢慢慢的话呢，这个事情就越来越清楚。
And from 1727, and onward, the brethren that were meeting there.
到1727年之后，那个弟兄们就聚在那里。
There was a really great revival at that time, and the Lord really used them.
那个时候，主就赐下一个非常伟大的一个复兴。
So, yeah, I just pray that may we really learn to bear witness in our life of the fact that we're made as one.
我们实际上要学习说，在我们生活中间，我们应该背负这个见证。这个见证就是我们是合一的。
It's not on the basis of the fact that we meet here or that a lot of us are Chinese or whatever else, but it's on the basis of God.
这个合一的根据不是说这个地点，不是因为我们聚在一起我们就合一，并不是根据种族，并不是说我们是中国人所以我们应该合一。这个合一的根据是因为是神是合一的。
And the work that he has done.
是根据神的工作。
And so we thank the Lord that he gives us the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主他赐给我们圣灵。
That we are able to encourage and support one another in every day.
我们能够彼此鼓励彼此扶持。
We'll give the following time to our brother.
我们把下面的时间交给我们弟兄。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
It's so good. Yeah, good morning. It's so good that we meet together in the presence of the Lord.
我们能够在主的面前聚集，实在是何等的好。
Yeah, just as our brother shared, that we are just individuals.
因为正是我们弟兄交通的，我们本来都是每个独自的一个人。
Yeah, but it's by his salvation, by his love.He redeemed us, and so we're united as one.
但是因为主的救恩、主的爱，使我们能够在祂里面合一。
So I think I'd like to continue what I shared a few months ago.
我想我要继续交通我前几个月以前的交通。
It is the Kinsman Redeemer.
这个主题就是至亲的一个救赎主。
Yeah. So unfortunately, I think probably not all brothers and sisters were.Had the chance, were here when I shared last time.
也许我上次交通的时候，有些弟兄姐妹不在那里，不在聚会中。
So we need to recap a little bit.
所以我想我们需要再来重复一下。
Yeah, so there are two or three Hebrew words in the Old Testament that can be translated to English, redeem or redemption.
因为在旧约里面呢，有几个希伯来字呢。翻译成英文或中文里面都可以叫做救赎。
But one of them has a special and rich meaning.
但那几个字里面其中一个呢有一个特别的意思。
That it means to redeem, to deliver, to avenge, to act as a kinsman.
因为那句话的意思是说作为一个亲属来拯救、来救赎、来报仇。
It shows that redemption in God's principle cannot be done by just anyone with a kind heart.
因为那个字的意思告诉我们说，想要救赎一个人呢，你不能只是因为心底善良。
Yeah, it has to be the action of a blood relative.
也要能够救赎那个人呢，那个人的必须是那个人与那个人有关的一个亲属才能救他。
Yeah, so for example, if we all live in the Old Testament.
比如说我们现在如果假定我们是活在旧约里面
Assuming that we are all Hebrews
也假定我们都是希伯来人
And then I have two brothers in Seattle
我有两个兄弟是在西雅图
So they are my kinsmen
他们是我的亲属
And then the next in the kinsmen is Ben
那比如说下一个亲属就是 Ben
Yeah. So thank the Lord that we find that this is in God's arrangement
我们感谢神因为这是神主权里面的安排
So therefore, we see this term translate sometimes in English Bible says kinsman redeemer in the Old Testament.
那有时候我们在一些英文翻译里面发现会把这个救赎主翻译成英文，就是说一个至亲的救赎主。
Yeah. So for example, the most obvious example is in Ruth chapter 2, verse 20.
比如最明显的一个例子是在路德记二章二十节那里讲到。
So I'll read in English first, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
我先用英文念一遍，我弟兄再用中文念一遍。
And Naomi said to his daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers."
拿阿米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断地恩待活人死人。拿阿米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至敬的亲属。
Yeah, you can see in Chinese, the last words is translated one of our next kinsmen.
我们可以看见在中文里面翻译更为准确一点，是要至敬的亲属。
Yeah, so this is, you probably can find in some English translation, but some just translate that is one of our redeemers.
也许你可以看到这类似的翻译在英文版本里面，但大多数英文版本只翻译成说救赎主。
Now this is a really, really precious.
但这是非常宝贵的。
Because that tells us when the Lord came as our Redeemer, He put Himself in the position as our brother.
因为在这个字的意思告诉我们，当我们的主来救我们的时候，他把他自己放在一个与我们是有亲属关系的地位上。
Yeah, otherwise He does not have the right to redeem us.
那不然的话，我们主他就没有这个权柄来救赎我们。
So you can see how much our God humbled Himself in order to redeem us. The Word became flesh and lived among us.
所以我们看见我们主是何等的降卑自己，因为他是那道成了肉身，住在我们当中。
Yeah. So now we want to consider more of this word, redeemer.
那我们现在更多来思想这个字救赎。
This word appeared, the earliest time this word appeared in the Bible are in two places.
那这个字呢，在旧约中最早出现的是在两个地方，是创世纪和约伯。
Our brother already mentioned Genesis and Job.
创世纪和约伯。
Now, in Job, we know that last time we fellowship upon Job's life.
因为我们知道上一次我是交通约伯他一生的故事。
Now this time we'll talk about this word that used in Genesis.
那这一次呢，我要来看这个字在创世纪里面所被引用的。
And this is specifically used by Jacob.
因为这个字是特别是用在雅各身上。
Yeah. Now, it's quite interesting that God chose Job and Jacob, to show us, what his redemption work is.
我们实在感觉得很有趣的，就是神用雅各和约伯这两个人来用在这个字用在他们身上。
Because we see these two persons are quite opposite in the spectrum of human.
因为我们看见说这两个人呢，他们在我们感觉上他们两个是南辕北辙的。
Yeah, the one is a man of integrity.
因为约伯其中一个人是非常正直的人。
Yeah, that's Job.
是约伯
right? He's a really good man. Everybody praise him. He's a good man.
因为那里人都称赞说他是一个正直的人。
The other one, Jacob, is a man of deceit.
那我们看见另外一个人呢，雅各呢，他却是一个诡诈的人。
And we never heard anyone praise Jacob in his lifetime, by the way.
因为我们在读圣经的发现，好像在他一生中没有人说称赞雅各。
Yeah, if you have a choice of just two neighbors, I think you would rather have a neighbor as Job.But not neighbor as Jacob.
如果你有选择你邻居的权利的，我想你一定会选择约伯，而不是选择雅各。
Because you never know what kind of scheme he's planning, and he will take advantage of you.
因为你可能想不出什么时候雅各会想出什么诡计来对待你。
But even though these two persons are so opposite to each other,
虽然这两个人是彼此完全是相反的
，but God shows them as a paradigm that.Both need redemption, and so are we.
因为神用他们两个做例子，说他们这两位都需要被得到救赎，所以来教导我们。
And the Lord loved them so much, and loved us so much, He willingly came as a redeemer of both Jacob and Job.
因为主是何等的爱他们，何等的爱我们，所以主来到人间就是为了拯救这两位人。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 48.We'll read verse 15 and 16.
我们现在已经打开圣经的创世纪，我们翻到48章，我们要读15和16节。
Genesis 48, verse 15 and 16.
创世纪48章15和16节。
And he blessed Joseph, here he is Jacob. And he blessed Joseph and said, The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life, long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the boys, and in them let my name be carried on, in the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
创世纪四十八章十五节，他这个他就是雅各，他就给约瑟祝福说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神，救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者，赐福与这两个童子，愿他们归在我的名下和我主亚伯拉罕、我父以撒的名下，又愿他们在这世界生养众多。”
Now here we will pay attention to the first phrase in verse 16.
我们这里要注意在16节里面讲到的第一句话。
Yeah, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil.
就是说救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者。
Now, because we read both verses, we know Jacob knew this angel is not any other angels, but the Lord himself.
因为我们读这两节，我们看见说这里讲到这个使者，雅各非常清楚，这使者不是一般的使者，乃是主自己。
Yeah, you can see that's actually a parallel description of God who has been shepherd of all my life.
因为我们看得很清楚，在十五节最后一句话是说，一生牧养我直到今日的神，之后就讲到那使者。
Yeah, exactly. So these two phrases are in parallel to describe the Lord he worshipped.
所以这两节经节一起来看，我们看见这个使者就是神自己。
So here that Jacob, after his whole life, he realized indeed God is not only his shepherd, but his kinsman redeemer.
我们知道在雅各度完这一生之后，他真的认识到神是他那一位至亲的救赎主。
Now here the second thing that we need to pay attention is the word in this phrase is the word evil.
那我们第二件事情要注意的话，在这节经文里面也用到一个字，就是邪恶或是罪恶。
Yeah. Now it's Hebrew word. This Hebrew word can be translated to hardship, affliction, and other words.
因为这个罪恶这个字呢，在希伯来里面也可以翻译成患难或是困苦。
Yeah, I think if you read the Chinese Bible or if you have an NIV, you see that's using the word as affliction.
因为如果你读我们刚才中文版的圣经，或者说你读英文版一本 NIV 版的话，你发现它翻译成患难。
But actually, the original word means evil.
但事实上，原来希伯来字的意思就是邪恶、罪恶。
For example, in the same book Genesis, we find in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9 says, "The tree of knowledge of good and evil."
比如说，在创世纪第二章第二节，我们那里讲到。分别善恶树的那个恶那个字也是同样的字。
Yeah, and in twice in Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, the Lord saw that the wickedness or evil of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
那创世纪第六章第五节那里，这个罪恶这个字呢出现两次，那里讲到说，耶和华见人在地上的罪恶很大。终日所思想的尽都是恶，罪恶。
So when we read this, when Jacob said that the angel that redeemed me from all evil, he didn't mean just say the Lord delivered him from all the hardship, all the troubles of his life.
所以我们看见，我们刚才雅各他自己讲说，那救我脱离一切患难的神，那个患难那个字其实就是罪恶。所以我们知道雅各的意思是说，神救他脱离一切的罪恶。
邪恶。
邪恶。
Yeah, yeah. He acknowledged that he was a lost soul. He was bankrupt morally by the evil in the world as well as in his heart.
因为雅各认识他自己是一个失丧的人，他在道德上是完全败坏的一个人。在道德上完全是破产。
Yeah, yeah. So that's why you can see this is something great that we should study.
所以我们发现说，这是我们应该注意来学习的一个字。
Yeah, one day I was studying this word evil, and a brother told me a very interesting thing.
当有一次我在读这个字罪恶的时候呢，有一个弟兄告诉我一份非常有趣的一个事实。
He says that if we know how to spell evil, right? E V I L.
因为我们知道英文字 evil 拼出来是 E V I L.
Now, if you reverse that order, it is L-I-V-E.
但如果你把这四个字母从把它次序调反，从尾端来读起的话，事实上是 L-I-V-E.
And of course, vice versa, right? So if you have a live, but you reverse that, it become evil.
换从另外角度来看，说是的，你现在有生命，是可以活着 ，L-I-V-E. 但是把它倒回来的话，就变成是罪恶。
So we see this is really interesting. I don't know how this word came to English, but it's really, this really shows that if the Lord does not redeem us from all evil, we cannot live and we cannot live a life abundantly.
当然这两英文是什么来的我们不知道，但是我们可以知道的一件事就是说，如果没有主救赎我们，我们今天没办法过这个丰富的生命。
Yeah.So as I consider, as I study and consider, I feel the Lord spoke to me. Do I know the evil in me?
所以当我在读这个字的时候，我就看见说主实在是感动我，让我看见我是否看见我自己有罪恶。
Yeah, do I let Him redeem me from all evil?
我是不是愿意他来救赎我，脱离一切的邪恶
？And I start to ask, and I find the Lord does start to reveal more evil in me.
所以当我一直默想的时候，我发现主真是告诉我，在我里面有很多的邪恶。
Yeah, I think His purpose is not to just to shame us, but His purpose is to enlighten the eyes of our hearts, so we may be saved and redeemed.
我相信主的目的并不是要叫我们只是觉得羞愧，而是要叫我们看见他是那位来救赎我们脱离罪恶的主。
Yeah, so we need to consider.Jacob's life and see how the Lord redeemed him from all evil.
So we 应该来思想雅各的生活，来看看主是怎么样把他救赎出来。
Yeah. I only have 10 minutes.
我可能时间不够多，我没有十分钟了。
So I think I'll just mention two points.
我想我就提两点就好。
First, we find that Jacob was really a capable man.
因为第一点我们看见说，其实雅各他天然的能力相当的大。
Yeah, from the very beginning of his life, he had his own way.
因为他从一开始他就靠他自己的方式来做事。
When he and Esau were still in their mom's womb, they already struggled.
因为事实上他和他哥哥以扫在母亲的肚子里面就开始在竞争了。
And then, so when he was born, he was given the name Jacob.
因为他生下来之后，他的名字就是叫雅各。
It's really not a good name.
事实上，他并不是一个好人。
名字不好。
这个名字事实上不是很好。
Jacob means heel catcher.
因为这个雅各的字的意思是说抓脚跟的人。
Yeah, that means one who wrongfully and illegally seizes and holds the place of another person.
因为这是原来意思就是说这个人他是用诡诈的方式抓住别人的脚跟、
yeah.
得到自己的利益。
Oh, this is a terrible name. I hope nobody will use that name.
事实上这名字很差，我希望大家不要用这个名字。
But thank the Lord he was changed to Israel.
但我们感谢神他的名字从雅各变成以色列。
Yeah, our brother already mentioned that.
我们刚才弟兄也提到这一点。
Yeah. So first of all, he was very capable. We see that how he manipulated his brother, deceived his...Father, let me see here. There are more. He manipulated his uncle's flock of sheep, right? He even tried to bargain with God when he sleep in the wilderness, right? When God was so merciful, and, sorry, I should say a lot, merciful, show him, give him the VG and give him promise. And he's like, oh, you know, I maybe we can make some deal.
我们知道雅各非常的诡诈，因为他用诡诈的方式欺骗他的哥哥以扫，欺骗他的父亲，然后他也欺骗他的舅舅拉班，然后他在离开家要去他舅舅那边的时候，他也跟神在那边办交涉。
Yeah, And even if look at how he planned to return to meet his brother.
再看看说，当他从拉班那里要回来，要见他哥哥以扫的时候
，He had an idea that oh, I'll divide into two camps. So if Esau attack one, the other can escape. Or I have prepared several herds of presents. You know, maybe these will appease my brother.
那我们看见他在那里也种了很多的想法，他想说要把他的群羊这些牲畜分成两队。然后如果一队被攻击，另外一队还可以留下来。然后他也想说，哦，要其中预备很多礼物，先打发这些礼物在前面送给他哥哥以扫，消平他哥哥以扫的怒气。
Yeah, you know, Brother Watchman Nee wrote a hymn about Jacob.
因为尼弟兄呢曾经写过一首诗歌，是关于这个雅各。
It is in our hymn book, but unfortunately, there's no English translation.
是在我们的诗歌本里面，但是呢，在你去看的话，是那里是没有英文的翻译。
Allow me to translate it. The title says, I was so smart that I never had a worthy opponent.
那个诗歌我大概翻译成英文就是说，我实在非常聪明，所以没有人可以做我的对手。
这是诗歌的题目。
这题目就是一生聪明未遇敌手。
Yeah, if you're interested, find out that hymn in the hymn book.
如果你有兴趣读中文的话，在诗歌本里面有一生聪明未遇敌手。
So here's this is the first evil in Jacob.
Evil. 这就是雅各身上第一个邪恶罪恶。
Yeah. Because he was too capable, he do not have faith in God.
因为他觉得他太有能力了，他不想信神。
This is the same thing as if you remember what happened in the Garden of Eden.
这也是在如果大家记得的话，在伊甸园里面所发生的事。
The serpent deceived Adam and Eve, says, if you do this, you no longer need God.
因为那里在蛇呢，就是这样来诱惑亚当夏娃，因为他蛇是这样说，你如果这样做，你就不需要神。
So Jacob was too capable, he did not need God.
因为雅各实在太有能力了，所以他觉得他不需要神。
Brothers and sisters, especially some younger brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，特别是青年的弟兄姐妹们。
I know some of you are super capable.
因为我知道你们当中实在是极有能力。
Some are straight A all the time.
因为有些人是在功课里面都是拿 A.
It's always good. You're always good in sports, in arts, in academics, everything.
因为你是在各方面都很出色，在运动上、学习上。
But could that be a temptation that you no longer need God?
但这是不是给我们一个非常大的一个试炼试探，就是说，哦，我们不需要神了。
It is so easy that we look at ourselves and be proud.
也很容易，当我们看我们自己的时候，我们觉得，哎，有可骄傲的地方。
Or it is very easy to look at ourselves and to be self-pity.
那也说，有看我们自己，我们也许也会自怜。
So this is the first thing, but the second thing is that we find he was a deceiver.
所以这是第一个他的身上的恶。第二件事情我们看见说他也会去欺骗别人。
And so I think I don't need to list it because there were so many examples that he deceived others, but then he was also being deceived by others.
我想我们不需要再举太多例子，但是我们可以知道说他在他一生当中欺骗了许多人，而且他自己也被人家欺骗过。
For example, his uncle changed his wages 10 times.
比如说，他的舅舅拉班改了他10次的工价。
For example, his sons sold Joseph and then sent Joseph's robe in goat's blood to Jacob, and lying that Joseph has been killed by a beast.
比如说，他的儿子呢，把一个染了山羊血的这个衣服给他看，说：“哦，你的儿子被野兽咬死了。”
So we find this is really interesting. If we live in lies, if we lie to others, we also live in lies.
所以我们发现这件事非常有趣，就是说，当你一生一直过着想要欺骗别人的生活的时候，你发现你自己也常常被人家欺骗。
活在谎言里。
活在谎言里。
Brothers and sisters, there's always a consequence of lies.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道说谎一定会带来一些结果。
Yeah. So this is the second thing that Jacob has to need to be redeemed.
所以这是在雅各身上第二件事情，就是说谎这件事情需要被救赎。
So we don't have much time to go on, but we need to see then how does the Lord redeem Jacob in these two points.
我们在这两点就可以看见说主是何等需要我们的主来救赎雅各。
好如何
我们要看主是如何来 救赎雅各。
First thing that the Lord needs to build faith in him.
第一件事情就是主要在雅各身上建立这个信心。
Jacob needs to learn to depend on God's words.
因为雅各必须要学习来依靠神所做的。
That's where faith starts. Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
因为这就是我们信心的起头，因为信心是从听见神的话而来。
We found that the Lord very patiently leads him this way.
因为我们发现说主在这一方面非常有耐心的引导雅各。
You can see that, for example, when he was still in his uncle's house, and he was frustrated because he felt like his uncle deceived him.
因为我记得当雅各还住在他舅舅拉班那里的时候，他觉得非常沮丧，因为他知道他的舅舅欺骗了他。
The Lord appeared to him and told him, I have seen everything, and then you should go home. You should return home.
那主就向他显现说，你这一切我都看见了，你现在要回到你本家去。
So Jacob wasn't sure if he should go or he should stay, but now the Lord says go.
我们知道雅各并不确定说他是要该留下呢还是要离开，但现在主很清楚告诉他说你要离开这里。
That gave him the courage and gave him the assurance to go.
所以这给他一个非常大的勇气，给他非常的确据，他必须要离开这里。
We also can see that in chapter 20, never mind. Before he faced his brother, he was in such a great fear and anxiety. He prayed to the Lord and twice he quoted what God promised him.
我们知道当他回去要回再回去的路上呢，他非常的恐惧，非常的焦虑，所以他向主神祷告两次。提到
神给他的应许。
提到说神给他的应许。
See, this is how he learned to have faith in the words of God.
我们就看一看也说他这里在他的信心是根基于神所给他的应许，神的话里面。
And this is how the Lord gradually deliver him from his self-reliance.
So 我们就看见说主一步一步的渐渐的把雅各带出来依靠自己的生活里面。
Yeah, so he became from faithless to faithful.
那我们看见雅各从一个不信神的人到一个信靠有信心的人。
And then we can see the next thing is from faithful to truthful.
那我们下一件事情要看见说从有信心到
truthful 变真实的，真实，对，
从有信心呢变成真实的。
Yeah, he needs to live in the truth, and he needs to be honest to God and to man.
因为他必须活在这个真实里面，他必须对神对人都是诚实的。
Yeah, when he deceived his father, Isaac, twice Isaac asked him, "Who are you, my son? Are you really my son, Esau?"
因为那时候当他欺骗他父亲。以撒的时候呢，以撒两次问他说：“你是我的儿子以扫吗？”
Yeah, twice Jacob says, "Yes, I am Esau."
那两次雅各回答都说：“是的，我是以扫。”
But then in Genesis 32, when Jacob was left alone at the ford of the Jabbok,
但是在创世纪三十二章那里讲到说，当雅各独自一人在亚伯河渡口的时候
，Yeah, the Lord came to wrestle with him until the breaking of the day.
因为那时候主下来与他摔跤直到黎明。
And the Lord asked him, "What is your name?"
那时候主就问他说，再问他说，你的名字是什么？
He did not say Esau. He said Jacob.
那时候他已经没有在欺骗大家说我是以扫，而是他很真实的说我是雅各。
This time he did not lie.
这一次他没有说谎言了。
And that's the turning point. Well, we know that it's because the Lord came to.Wrestle with him, but that's the turning point to change Jacob to Israel.
我们知道这是雅各生命的一个转捩点，是的，主下来跟他摔跤，但这时候雅各不再是雅各，他是以色列了。
We found that actually the very greatest power is that God redeemed him is actually love.
In love. 我们现在发现非常非常重要的事情就是主。 救赎他是因为出于爱。
Yeah, you see that the Lord came to wrestle with him. It seems like Jacob did not want to let go, but actually it is God who did not want to let go.
我们看一下在那个摔跤里面呢，我们好像表面上看是说，哦，雅各不要让主离开，但事实上我们也可以看见说主不要放弃雅各。
We have a hymn, the title is, O Love That Will Never Let Me Go.
我们有诗歌是那首诗歌题目就是说，哦，这永不放弃我的爱。
Yeah, I think we don't have time, but I think this is really explain what happened.
我想我们有时间，但是那首诗歌的确解释了发生了什么事。
We thank the Lord, He is our kinsman redeemer.
我们感谢我们的主，因为他是我们至亲的救赎主。
Do you know that He is your brother? He loves you so much. He came to save us, to redeem us as a brother.
你知道吗？主何等的爱我，主是我们的兄弟，他何等的爱我们，他在那兄弟的地位上来救赎我们。
So He redeemed Job and He redeemed Jacob.
所以主救赎了约伯，也救赎了雅各。
And He redeemed each of us.
他也救赎我们每一位。
Yeah, that concludes my sharing.
好，我的交通停在这里。